Okay, today is Daf Chav Gimel. We are on Chav Gimel. We are 7 lines in on Daf Chav Gimel. We're up to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yossi have a nidra l'mishra. He had a neder that he wished to make mutter. He wished to undo. Asa l'kamayhu d'rabbanan. He came in front of the rabbanan. Amalei nadarta adayde d'hachi. Did you cheshbon the following issue? Amalu in, yes I did. The darta did the hachi? Did you cheshbon this issue? Amalu in, yeah. Kama zinden. Many times they went through this. What about this? Yeah, I had that in mind. What about this? I thought about that. What about this? Also, so given the chazo hahu katra, they saw a launderer. The launderer was sitting there. The launderer was watching this. The Mitzayre Rabbanon and the Rabbanon are all anguished. This guy is making the Rabbanon crazy, right? Trying to matter neder without any Pesach. So Mechaye Beuchla the Kitzri, he hit him with some tool. Basket. What? Some laundry tool. A basket. What?
Is he killed him?
No. No, because Amar said, "Adaita demachil kitzur lo nidri." That I never did. That I never thought. I never thought that I'm going to be hit. Make a neder. I'm going to be hit with a launderer, some wacko launderer. He's going to hit me. That I never. That I never cheshbon. And v'shar yelan avshe. And he. So he absolved. He absolved himself. They absolved him. Can't absolve yourself, right? So that's it. That was a good Pesach to get out of the neder.
Yesterday, somebody got absolved.
No, we said we weren't sure.
Yeah.
Amalei ravachem midifti l'ravina. A new question now. Hi, Nolad who? Isn't that Nolad? In other words, you can't make up a reason after you made the neder. Right? Which is basically what we did. In other words, I never thought of this before. That a guy's going to come hit me. What? No, Pesach means, did you realize that there was a big convention and that if you made a neder, you couldn't go to the convention? The convention was already on the calendar a year before. But you forgot. You didn't know about it. That's not Nolad.
Yeah, but you're looking for a loophole.
What? Fine. So there's such a thing called Nolad. I'm not sure what the parameters of this are, but apparently to say that a guy at the launderer is going to hit you, right? That's Nolad. The lo amasek adaita demachel kitzra, right? We've never in a million years dreamed that somebody's going to hit you. Launderer is going to hit you. V'tanina ain poschel b'nolad. You can't. That's not a valid way to get a guy out of a neder. To drum up some newfound excuse. Right, so I'm gonna let no, it's not true. The high lav nolad, it's not new. The shchichi afikori, the mitzayir rabbanon. It's old news that people bother the rabbis. That didn't change. That hasn't changed in a very long time. That afikars didn't bother the rabbis. So when the launderer was watching this, he thought another one of these cranks making the rabbi's life miserable. Right, I'm gonna finally put a stop to it. That's all. That's not nolad. Now the mistake was this person wasn't one of those guys. He was just a guy who wanted to be matur neder. The launderer didn't know that. So to say that someone's going to get upset, you know, stand on the cover of the chacham. That's not new. Okay, good.
If it is nolad,
I know. So what exactly is nolad? What exactly? What are the parameters of nolad? I don't know.
Right.
What about yesterday? Did you know you're going to get or machman angry?
Same thing as yantiv.
Right. Means unexpected.
Right. Right. You knew that, right.
Did you open a window?
No, it's Willie.
It could be just me.
Yeah. Okay, next. Listen to this story. This is not so easy now. The Bisu da Abaya, Abaya's wife, Havalei Hahu Brata, she had a daughter from a previous marriage. So it was Abaya's stepdaughter, right? So who Amar, Abaya said, Likrivai, to my relatives. I want her to marry my relatives. She's not related to me. She can marry my cousin. It's not an Isser. And he Amra Likriva. She said, no, I want him to marry my third cousin. It's also not an Avera. Right? I want to stay in my family. You know, some distant cousin or something. Amalei, Amalah, so Abaya says to her, no. Tiastra hana alecha, I aser hana on you, to me. I avarta adaite umenasvis le lekrivach. If she marries, goes ahead and marries one of your relatives. That's what Abaye said. I aser hananyu to his own wife. If you let your daughter marry that cousin of yours, that third cousin of yours, that bum, I aser myself on you.
This is Abaye.
What? I'm talking about Abaye. He felt very strongly about how two stepdaughters should marry, right? So azalta avarta aldaite. She paid no attention to him. And she let her daughter marry this guy, this third cousin. Yeah. Right? The interval of Creve, she let him get married. So now, Abaye wants to get the nether mattered. Right? So, also the Kamed of Yosef.
Did he go to the wedding?
What? I don't know. But he comes to Rav Yosef, and he says to Rav Yosef, I'm a late.
And there's a problem with his wife now.
So Rav Yosef tells him, right, forget the marriage, there's a problem with his wife.
Right.
So Amalei, ilu hayyadat, had you known the avarta al daitacha umintava, that you would have gone against your wishes and married off the daughter to the guy you didn't want, umintava le lekrive, and marry off to the relative, mi adarta, would you have made this neder? Amalei, I never would have made the neder. Had I known she wasn't going to listen to me, I never would have made it. Vishai Rabbi Yosef. So Yosef mattered it.
That was the whole purpose why he made it.
Exactly. The whole purpose why he made the net there was that she shouldn't do this.
Right. It was like a threat.
Now, Umi Shari Kihai Gavna is such a neder. This is a valid out. Duran says, Umi Shari Yachi, it's way up there. Klomar, Mi Shari Liftoach Pesach, Sha Neder Mochiach Hafach Meoso Pesach. The whole neder is the exact opposite of what the Pesach was, right? Sharei kol ikra neder lohay el she'im hashtavor al daito aser bana. As the Rabbi Elazar min Ahor says it further. He said every Pesach is always a consequence of the neder. Did you know that if you make a neder, you can't eat bagels? You're going to miss the bagel convention.
Right.
It's an outside. Oh, I didn't know. I forgot about that one. I forgot about the convention.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, okay. Then there's not a billion neder here. The Pesach is the neder.
Yeah.
The very Pesach is the neder. Because all the other, all the other.
I know.
Had you known what?
And I know.
Had you known?
Because of this.
No, it's a guy who makes a neder. He's not going to eat potato chips. Did you know that if you made a neder, you can't eat potatoes? Oh, I didn't realize that.
That's
ridiculous.
That's the neder.
That's the neder. Not did you know that you're going to miss the guy's party and you can't eat at the party? Oh, I didn't forget about that one. I didn't know about that. Because this is the actual neder. Everything else was always a consequence of the neder, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's the
no?
That's the thing. Yeah,
yes, right. It's a big difference.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yeah, but the wife made the neder, okay, it's on you. The circumstances beyond your control affecting the neder.
Okay. And that we let you do. That we let you get out of.
We let you get out of.
Right.
That's the Pesach.
Right, and over here, and over here. It's the very net there.
I'm not involved in this part of the nether. Something else is affecting this part.
I hear. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, but
it's also an unexpected development that the wife is.
That the what? That the wife is not going to listen to him?
Yeah.
But that was the whole nether.
The
nether was, if you don't listen to me, I'm making a nether.
Didn't
so
that.
She didn't listen to it. Did you know she wasn't going to listen? I didn't think that.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's quite
yeah, but, yeah, but really, if you look at it, the two people that got married,
yeah,
could have gotten married without his wife.
So that's sort of the answer. So the Gemara answers. The Gemara doesn't really answer. The Gemara says, "In yes, this is valid. In yes." Vatanya, we have a story. There was once a guy. He made a neder against his wife. Melalos l'regel. He didn't want her going to be old l'regel. Right, it's the guy's go, the wives are there, right? It's the guy's night, guy's opportunity to be alone, no wives have come. She says, no, I'm coming. Says, yeah? I'm making neder, you can't come. Right? V'avra al naita, v'alza l'regel. She ignores his neder, she ignores him, and she comes to be all l'regel.
With him,
yeah. It's a whole discussion, you see in this Gemara, whether or not women have a chiyuv to go be all l'regel, whatever, it's not for now. U'balaf ne Rabbi Yosi. And they came now. He wants to matter the neder because she's with him, right? Amalo ilu yitzi adeya shavarta al daitacha v'olu l'regel klom adarta. Had you known that she's going to come with you, would you have made the neder? She's the exact same case.
Right.
Amale lo. I would never have made it. I know she's not going to listen to me. V'idiru Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi matered it. Right? So no one has a problem with this?
Yes, this is actually more the netter itself than the other one.
So the Ron asks two questions. Question number one is, why isn't this a Nidei Zeruzin? It's just a netter of, what's the word we used?
Motivation.
Right? I really don't want your daughter married that loser. I really don't. I'll make a neder about it. Why don't we say it's just neder zeruzin? Why don't we say that?
Which is what?
Which means it's not a neder. So you don't have to go to the rabbi even. Certainly not a guy like a baya. Right? Why don't we say
that?
So look at Duran. Duran is in Vatanya Maisa Bechad. Right? Alma Filu Kiyagav in the Pastinan. Even in such a case like this, we use Pesach. Vim Tomar. My matmin on Meikara. What kind of question did the Gemara ask? Is this valid? Ma bein zel and nidrei zeruzin demasnisin. What's the difference between this nether and nidrei zeruzin? What is it? It's a motivational nether. Adaraba, hayelo lomar. The Gemara should have said shah nether mutter me'elav kehanach masnisin. The nether's mutter, like our Mishnah said. Yesh lomar. The answer is obvious. The lo dummy. They're not the same. The benidrei zeruzin. What was the nidrei zeruzin demasnisin? Ain piv velivo shabin. Your mouth and your heart are not the same. Why? Because you said, I'm not going to take less than four. I'm not going to sell less. Let's take less than four. And in your heart, you had no intention of keeping that. You were going to take three. Right? You had no problem with that. So when you said it, and your heart, they're not the same. That's nidei zeruzin. When you say something that you don't even mean. Shall v'shavin shall mocha v'shal lokeach shavin shall all of lohoi daita shall mocha l'shal yivuchos menasela for daita shall lokeach shall yofes al shekel. He didn't want to do. He didn't mean more than one. He didn't mean less than four. Neither one meant it. And but they said it. That's exactly what Nidei Zeruzin is. When you say something that you don't really mean, why are you saying it? Who knows why? Avol zeh daita hoy lahadira. He meant it. He said it and he meant it. Im ta'asar al tarval tonight. If you don't listen to me, the daito, and you let your daughter marry that guy, I'm going to make an ezer against you. He said it and he also meant it. That's not Nidei Zeruzin. Big difference. V'chi hai gavno lav Nidei Zeruzin meikro. It's not called Nidei Zeruzin. Ela de'ika pesach. Okay, fine. Very good. Now, in the second to last line of the Ran, he asks the next question. Vim Tomar, Maishna Me'ero Toshiocha Chaveiro Etzlo Umadiro. Why is this different than the other net? You want to come for lunch? Nah, I don't want to come for lunch to you. Not only that, I make a neder not coming to lunch. So we said the other day, yesterday, the day before, that's not a neder. Want to say the same thing here? Right? Kidamar Belazar Ben Yaakov, did it is Ruzin Havi? It's just a Nidei Zeruzin. And you meant it. Right? Vahahasam piv velibo shavin shirtz yishchalima o chaveiro v'filu hachi amrin nidei zeruzin havi v'shar memela. That whole thing is nidei zeruzin. The answer is right. You see the question. The question is, how come when a guy says a neder, I'm not not going to come to you. I'm not going to come to lunch with you. So we said that's nidei zeruzin. That's not a neder. You can go to him. Why is the difference between that and this? The answer is Ran says. I'll say it outside to save time. The Ran says because. What kind of neder? Who makes a neder about going to someone's house for lunch? What kind of neder is that? It's such an inconsequential part of your life. Who cares? That's obviously Nidei Zeruzin. Why'd you say it? I don't know. You like him, you don't like him. It's all irrelevant. The part is not a neder. Here, it's talking about your daughter, your stepdaughter's marriage. That's pretty big stuff.
Right.
You don't want to marry whoever's some stomach guy. So when you make a neder like that, it's much different. It's about a much more weighty issue.
Who cares though?
There's
a net there.
So there's such a thing called Nidei Zeruzin.
Yeah.
And Nidei Zeruzin is as the Ran says. Right?
Well, let's say
I
don't want to eat patriots for a year. What's that?
I'll read it inside for a minute. Yesh Lomar. Delo Dami. Dilu Hasam. Over there. Inyan Mochiach. Mitocho. The Inyan, what are you talking about? Is obvious. She'enu El Ziruz. She'en Machil is Chaver Etzel Kpei De Kolkach. You care so much about your friend that Shebeshvul Zeh, you're Direnu Min Chas of Dafka. You can make a neder not to go to your friend's house? Who does that?
It's an extreme.
It's such an extreme. Avol Bahai Uvda De Bitsu Da Baya, over here by a marriage, Diga Kpei De Tzvela Baya. Baya was very makbid. Ki Manas Vole De Bitsu Le Krivei. That she should marry a good guy. right? Vaday ikal umemar bedafka hidira. No, this nether was bedafka, right? Velav luzir is baalma. Wasn't just stam luzirin. No,
his lips and his heart meant it.
That's number one. His lips and his heart meant it, and it was about a very significant issue. Now we always say, I always use a mushal of potato chips. So that's lav dafka, such a mushal like that. But that could be different because it could be it's about his diet, or it could be about his health. So I'm not eating unhealthy things. So that could be important, right? A guy's going to make a neder. We're going to have coming up. A guy's going to make it. We're going to see in the next few days. A guy's going to make a neder about ants. So that's not a neder. What cares about? We're going to see tomorrow. At the end of tomorrow's daf, it's about ants. You'll see. It's just who makes a neder like that? Who cares about them? I can't go through the whole masechta now and find every guy, time a guy made a neder, that it was about insignificant things.
Right.
Yeah, maybe being alone with the guys is very important. He makes a neder, she can't come along. I don't know.
You can't scrutinize every neder. Well, how important is it? I mean, that's crazy.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
The consequences are more.
Who decides that?
Okay, let's go. Next. Next. This mission is very cryptic. Very cryptic. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Af, also. What does it mean, also? What does Af mean? Af means also, yeah? Af, also.
Yeah.
Like this is a continuation from somewhere, right? Af, also. By the way, so the last Mishnah was an example of a Nidei Zeruzin. That was the last Mishnah we did, before we got to the Gemara, was there were four types of Nidarim that don't count. Right? There are four types of the Dara that don't count. One of them is Nidei Zeruzin. And we gave an example of Nidei Zeruzin, right? And then the Mishnah ended off. That's it. The Mishnah ended off. That was an example of Zeruzin with the buyer and the seller. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Af also, Harotze Lahadir Eschaveiro, Sheyochel Etzlo, you want very much, a guy should come to eat by you. You very much want him to come, right? Yomer lo, you tell him like this. Kol neder, shani asid ladur, any neder that in the future I will make, who battle? It's battle. Guy's a very hot-headed guy. So he knows, he makes a lot in the darb. So to head that off, he stands up and says, any neder I make should not count.
We're
going to get to that. Any neder I make should not count. Ubilvad, but as long as shehu zachar b'shas neder. But when you make the neder, you have to remember, oh, I said that on Yom Kippur. You have to remember that. Otherwise, the neder does count. Any neder that I make, again, today, what's today? The day before Rosh Chodesh Tammuz,
right.
Any neder that I make from now till next Rosh Chodesh Tammuz doesn't count. Saying it now, it doesn't count. Right? But when you make the neder in 3 months from now, because you got into a fight with somebody, you have to remember that you said that. You have to remember you said that. If you don't remember you said it, then it's valid. That is a good neder. Now, the Gemara asks, what does this have to do with the neighbor, with the friend? Nothing to do with that. So the Gemara says, one second, for Kivin the Amar call neder shani asid ladur yehi batal, any neder that you say shouldn't count, then lo shmile, have the guy hear, the guy didn't hear this, right? Lo shama, I'm sorry, lo shamale, v'lo asi bade, right? What kind of zeros is this if he doesn't know that? Look at the Ran, the last Ran on the page, the third line from the bottom. Ubedinhu the Havimatzi Lashnuye, we should have said the Amar Madir Bechashai. He says it quietly. Kidei Shalo Yishma Hamudar. So the Mudar shouldn't hear this. Because if the Mudar hears it, he knows, oh, the guy made an announcement. It's not a neder. He wants me to come eat with him. He made a neder like he's, I'm so chashav in his eyes. What are you talking about? He made it up and made an announcement. So obviously, what's going on here? I want you to come to my house. I really want you to come. I really want to impress you. So I make a neder, you should come. But I said the neder doesn't count. That's why it's Nidei Zeruzin. The neder doesn't count. So how am I getting you to come? If you know I made that neder, that all my nedarim don't count, why would you come?
How do you make a neder that someone should come to your house?
Or you ask him if he doesn't come, whatever. So Ella da katilo asya le masnis and chaper. But he says even if that's the case, it still wouldn't make the Mishnah make any sense. Even if it says he said quietly, why to give on diktani afharotze? Also, mashma dahave mishum nidres ruzin mutter v'la mishum tanai shehisna. It appears like the reason is because of nidres ruzin having nothing to do with making this nether. So what's going on here? So the Gemara answers on Amid Beis.
It came by af.
Right, exactly. What's af? Af means what's also. We start off with Mishnah. And also, what's also? Yeah, going back to the previous Mishnah. What was the previous Mishnah? Nidei Zeruzin. What does it matter if you make this other nether? We're talking about Nidei Zeruzin. Nidei Zeruzin means, Nidei Zeruzin are, what are Nidei Zeruzin? The Nedarim that are not really Nedarim. And the guy thinks it is a nether. So he'll come to you. But it doesn't really, not really a nether. So what's going on here? What's this other issue here? About making a nether and the darm don't count. What is that? So, chesurei mechzera. The only way to make this Mishnah make sense is chesurei mechzera. V'hachi ketani. This is what the Mishnah should say. What should the Mishnah say? It's two unrelated cases. Number one, haro tishiyochal etzlo, chaveiro. You want your friend to come to you. Umasarev bo, he doesn't want to. He's pushing you off. Umadiro, and you make a nether against him, or nether against you, whatever it is, any kind of nether to get it to come, that's Nidez Ruzin, who? That's Nidez Ruzin. And that's the previous Mishnah, continuing into this Mishnah. Now, number two is an unrelated topic. Tharotzeh, Shalo, Yiskaimu. You want to, and you want that your Nidarim should not take effect. You know, a person that many times makes nethers and swears and has all these issues, these anger issues, and you know that about yourself. So you don't want that to be. You don't want to have ask yourself from everything in the world. Yiskaimu nidro kol shlo yiskaimu nidro kol hashana. You don't want your nidro to take effect the whole year. Why? Because you know you're a hot-headed guy and you don't want that. And you're prone to say things and you don't want them to count. So what do? Yamod b'Rosh Hashanah. Get up on Rosh Hashanah. Get up on Rosh Hashanah. And the Rosh says, doesn't have to be Badafka Rosh Hashanah. Get up at Rosh Hashanah. The V'yomar and say, call neder sh'ani asid lidur, any neder that I make in the future, yehei batal, should be batal. This is not Hataras Nedarim. Hataras Nedarim is a neder you already made. Any neder that I made should not count. Here it's any neder that I will make in the future. Any neder that I make in the future should not count. Ubovad shu zachor pishas haneder. As long as you remember it when you make the neder. So when you're hot-headed a month later, Rosh Hashanah, right? So ready, Tom Gedalia, you have a big, you're all upset. Right? You're very upset about whatever it is. It's 2 days later, the day after Rosh Hashanah, and you make a neder. When you make that neder, you have in your mind, oh, by the way, I made it, you know, I all my nederim don't count. Then the taka doesn't count. E zachor, if you remember, then what? Ikre l'tanoi. Then 1 second. If you remember, then why are you saying it? Why are you making a neder if you remember?
Impress the other guy.
Obviously, you want your neder to count. What are you saying it for?
You want to commence the other.
So 1 second. E zachor, if you remember, ikre l'tanoi, akre l'tanoi, your declaration on Rosh Hashanah is uprooted. V'kayim leila nidre, and your neder counts. Your new nether counts.
Why don't you close your Jerusalem also?
What?
Why don't you close your Jerusalem for the other guy?
It's not.
Why not? You're trying to convince by saying to the other guy that I'm making a nether, you're going to come to my house. You're saying to the guy, I want you to come to my house.
So look at the Ran on the second skinny line. Another Ikre L'Tanoi. Another Ikre L'Tanoi V'Kayim L'Nidre. Your Tanai that you declared on Rosh Hashanah is uprooted. And your nether now counts. Why? If you remembered, look at the run. She'im lo kain, lamu hu noder achshav. Why are you making a nether now? You remember that you just made a nether that doesn't count. What are you doing? You hear the question with the Gemara, what the run says? What are you doing? What are you doing waking up a month later on Sukkot? You know what? I can't stand my neighbor. I'm making a nether. And then the guy says, but didn't you make in Rosh Hashanah that all your nedarim are not going to count? Oh, if I was off, what a foolish thing I did. So what are you doing? Obviously, you want your declaration in Rosh Hashanah to go away, and your nedarim come back. Otherwise, did your wife says, but didn't you make a neder a Rosh Hashanah? Right. Okay. What? Now the next line is.
What's the Pesach that we could when on Rosh Hashanah?
What?
What's the Pesach that we could
so by the way, this is a question. This is a question because the mission, the statement was, any neder I make in the future should not count, but as long as I remember it when I made the neder. So now the Gemara says, one second, it's the opposite. If you remember it, then the neder doesn't count, right? Then it shouldn't count. Why shouldn't it count? So why else are you saying something if you remember? So Abaye says the exact opposite. Amar Abaye, no. You don't remember. You don't remember. So you get up a month later and you're all upset at somebody. You make a neder, and you didn't remember that Rosh Hashanah you made. You said something against it. Then of course the neder doesn't count. That makes a lot of sense, right? Duran says on the top wide line, first wide line, Umishum hachi. Batal, your neder is batal. You make a neder a month later. Why? Shekvar hisne she'im yishkach v'yidar yivatal t'nai zeh es nidro. Because you already were mevatal it. How are you mevatal it? On Rosh Hashanah. You mevatal all your nedarim going forward. Very good. You hear? Make sense?
It's a safeguard.
A guy doesn't want his nedar. He knows he's a hot-headed guy. So he gets up Rosh Hashanah. Any neder I make this year shouldn't count. Any neder you make later in the year, and you forgot about Rosh Hashanah, taka the neder doesn't count.
What?
No, so then the Ran says, if you do remember it, then what are you doing?
I'll give you your example. Yeah. You're a hot-headed guy again.
Right.
He says in advance, and all of a sudden, in the moment, he gets, I know I said that. I don't know if I said it. 2 seconds later, he comes back and goes,
Enochanami. Enochanami. So if you remember, then Ataka will be a good neder. Why? Because your Rosh Hashanah declaration gets uprooted.
You're not uprooting your Rosh Hashanah declaration. Exact opposite.
What do you mean?
You're the
hot-headed
guy.
Right, you're a
hot-headed
guy.
So at the moment, you know you made the declaration.
And you're still saying it.
You're still saying it. And then 5 minutes later, you calm down. You go, you know what? I really didn't mean that.
I hear what you're saying.
Wow,
yeah.
That's exactly typical human nature.
That is
on the past.
No.
Yes, I'm not sure about that statement.
Right?
I'm not sure about that statement. We'll see in a minute about that.
You've been saying it for like
we'll
40
see
years.
In a minute about that statement. I'm not sure about that one.
45.
I'm not sure about that statement. If that statement's valid, just because you say it doesn't mean anything. I'm not sure about that. You will see in a minute. Now, the idea of doing something now for the future is a fascinating idea. It's a fascinating idea. I've always had these questions I don't have answers to. Can somebody say on Rosh Hashanah, let's go to the Rosh Hashanah, every time I say Shema this year, I should have the following kavanas, or I want it to count as if I have the following kavanas. All the things for Shema. I'll do it now, Rosh Hashanah, for the whole year. Why? Because human nature is we don't have all the kavanah supposed to have, so I'll chop myself now. Does that work?
No.
Shlomo Zalman says, a guy walks into a sukkah, the first night of sukkahs, and says, I'm supposed to have the following kavanahs. Not that I'm doing a mitzvah. It's more than that. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us... So we have that in mind every time we walk into a sukkah. Halavai, we do.
I doubt it.
Says Shlomo Zalman, you go to the first night and you say, I have in mind the whole sukkahs, and it counts. You can do something like that. On a kavanah. There's another place. I found another place. It's only two places I found. By Sukkis and in Simon Hay of Shulchan Aruch, it says when you say Hashem's name, when you make a bracha, you should have in mind Hayahove V'yiyah. Right. Who does that? Nobody. Who does that?
The
Chassid of Rishonim. Yeah, Chassid of Rishonim, do that, right? You see a God will make a bracha, it takes him 15 minutes. No one does that. So there's the Buchacha Rav, the Eshal of Rav, he says, yeah, wake up in the morning. So every time I make a bracha today, it's going to count. And it works. So there is an idea of doing these types of things today and having it last more than one time. There is such a thing. We see it over here. You can do it for the whole year. Whole year. Any neder I make doesn't count. Right? You can just, it's a concept. By Shema, I never found anyone who said you could do it. It would be very nice if you could do that because it's a whole year and it's every day. Right? It's every day and... twice a day. People have the kavanas by Shema like they should. What? Because I understand, it would be nice if it would work. So Shlomo Zalman gave you for Sukkot, and I heard there's one for the brachas. But even still, it would be a nice thing to do. It's an interesting topic.
Right,
it's a very interesting topic.
If a guy gets married during the year,
yeah,
he says you can't say Shkrishma because you don't have kavanah the old days. If he's made that...
Right, so I haven't found anyone. I haven't found anyone because it's a funny thing to say. I can just space out the whole year because on one time I said I'm not going to space out. It shouldn't count. No, what kind of thing is that? So what kind of thing is that with the sukkah? I walk into sukkah in the middle of Chol HaMoed. I'm in a rasha. I don't think one thing about the sukkah.
Same sukkah.
It's the same sukkah, and I know I have to eat in the sukkah. What, I'm thinking about all the kavanas? Of course not. Let's get real. So Shlomo Zalman says, no, but the first night we all do. The first night, everyone's like, after that it becomes an inconvenience to go into the sukkah, right? Who has these kavanas? Let's get real. So it's an interesting topic, interesting concept in halacha. Okay. Anyway, Rava says like this. So he had a kasha. The kasha was, if you remember your neder, what are you doing? Obviously, you can't be remembered. That's what Abaye answered. Abaye answered that you didn't remember. Rava Amar, the Ram holds that Rava's not disagreeing with Abaye. He's just giving it some more oomph. But in fundamental, he agrees. He says, no. Lo'olam kizamina me'ikara. Really, we said you have to remember the Tanai. Right? I'm sorry. Really, Abaye is right. At the time you made the neder, you didn't remember that you got up Rosh Hashanah. You didn't remember that. If you don't go on over here, you go into hisne b'Rosh Hashanah. You made a neder Rosh Hashanah. V'lo yada b'ma hisne. And you forgot what you made the neder on. Right? V'amar v'hashta kanader. Now you made a neder. In other words, he wasn't sure. Did I make a neder on challah or on wine? I don't remember. The nod vahashta kanadar. Now he's made a neder. Izachor b'shas haneder. If he remembered v'amar al das rishona ninoder, and I'm making my neder on the original one, nidre les be mamasha. It doesn't count. Why? Because we already made a neder. We already made a statement. I'm not making any nedarim. Lo amar al das rishona ninoder. But if he doesn't hearken back to that statement, akre litanoi, then taka, it gets uprooted. V'kayin nidre, and your neder is chal. Why is it chal? Because then what are you doing otherwise? Why are you making this statement? Now, Rav Huna Savar, Bar Chanina Savar, L'midrashe B'pirka. Rav Huna thought to say this in public. It's a darshan, this whole story. Amalei Rava, one second. Tanakam, Mistayim Le'stume, the Tana did this in a roundabout, secret, hidden way, with a chesuri mechzera, that no one should know. V'kadeshul Yatnagun Kalas Rosh Bin Adarim, that shouldn't be Kalas Rosh Bin Adarim. The Rashi Pirka, and you want to publicize this? That what? That you can get up once a year and make a neder? No, I don't publicize that. Right? Now, if you look at the Ran,
which one?
The Ran of Le'inyan Halacha. We're not going to do the whole Ran. It's an eight or nine lines from the bottom of the Ran, going up. It's the second word on the line where it says Venera. You see where it says Venera?
Yeah.
Shema Sha'omrim Ktas Kihilos Biyom Kippurim Kol Nidre. The issue that some shuls say Kol Nidre Vesarei Ledavar Zeh Heim Miskavnim. This is what they're doing. Levatel Nidarim Sheyaduru La'achar Mikan. To be Mevatel Nidarim going forward. Not the past, going forward. That's what the Mishnah said.
Not that.
Ella shalashonam mishubash. But the Ran says, but the problem is that the text of Kol Nidre is backwards. It's backwards. Mishubash means all messed up. Why? Shinira milshonam sheimatirim nidarim sha'avru. It looks, it sounds like you're meaning nidar matir past nidarim. Vizeh ain't lo inyan. That you can't do that. That's not. How could you be matir your own nidarim? Vizeh ein inyan el nedarim habam achamikat. It must be future nedarim. How could you be matter your own past nedarim? No one could do that. You don't have the right to do that. How could you be matter your future nedarim? That was today's daf. You could do such a thing. You have the ability to get up and declare, no, my nedarim won't count this year. You have the ability to do that. But the past, you can't do that. Ella sherbenu Yaakov zatzal is the re. He fixed the Girsa, the Lashon, that it should be the future. Lomar, kol nidriv esra der sarandi charamna, kulam kamat, with a kamat. Kamat will mean the future, right? Kadeshi nira laba. Vein roi lomar kein, kadeshi likalu, rasham binadarim, right? Da tana misasam le stume. The tana, you shouldn't say it anyway, because the tana, we just said, we didn't just end off, don't publicize this. That's what the tana wrote in a secret way. And who doesn't say kol nidriv?
So what are we doing?
What?
What are we saying kol nidriv?
For the future. For the future. Look at Tosfos. It's tiny words here. Tiny letters. Tosfos of Tana. It's the Tosfos. The big Tosfos. Tana. Mistam. Stumin. Vatarashle Pirka. Right? You want to publicize it. The Tana wrote in a secret way. You want to publicize it? It says, Mikan Mashma. The Rabba Mode. The Bishakeach Meikara. Fine. Look at the next line. Umitoch. Umitoch Shmaitzin. Because of this Gemara, Mochak Rabbeinu Tam, Mashakasa B'Machzarim Kol Nidrim Yom HaKippur Sha'avar Ad Yom HaKippur Ma'bal Leinu. Because of this Gemara, Rabbeinu Tam took out the language in Kol Nidre that says last year to this year. He took that out. Why? Because Habal V'Sofrim Heim Shematirim Nedarim Mishana Sha'avra V'Toin. How could you be Matir Nedarim from the previous year by yourself in Shul? How could you do that? Why? Chada, first of all, the Chalatara Siddarim by Charata Meikara. First of all, you need Charata. First of all, you need Charata. L'chalapachos. Vari in anu poskin b'shum Charata. There is no Charata. Even though you do say in Kol Nidre, it's Charat Nabahon. You do say that. What does that mean?
Well, you can't say. You need a.
Saying it after the fact.
What?
You're saying it after the fact.
Right, saying it after the fact. If you say the Lashon is on the past, exactly. You're saying it after the fact.
Right.
Right?
Always after.
It's always after the fact. It's always after the fact. Did you know? Do you now have charata? Right now, I have charata. Right now, on Yom Kippur, I have charata for the whole all the Nadarim I made the past year. But so he says we have to start with charata. Where's the charata?
Yeah.
Just because you say charata, is that enough? I say I had charata. What is that?
You have to have your mindset.
What
would you think?
V'od also the boy. Listen to all this. V'od also the boy yachid mumcha or gimel had yotos v'leka. You need a bezdin. How can you have the nether without a bezdin? Right. The ode, Shalachakir of Papa, the Hubasra, he was the last person that spoke about it. The Amar Perak Hashaleach, Tarach Lefaret Haneder. You have to specify what the Neder is. The Anan Lo Avdidin Hachi. We don't do that. So even when we're not the Neder, we don't do that. Even although, the rabbi said, and it brought that halacha, if you know of a specific Neder, you are supposed to be Mefaret it. Right? Most of us don't take the Darim, so it's not Shaykh. But if you do know, you say it. Exactly, that's what I'm saying. No, but we say in a Tarsidar, I have too many, I can't specify them. I have too many, I can't even go through them all. But if you know of a specific one, you should say it. V'od, also, to know their atzmo, eashol lahatir. You can't be matzah yourself. Lakach, nire, li, lo, lehege, yom kippurim ze, ad yom kippurim abba, aleinu latova, v'darshim, kol, shana, v'shana, hu, desharinan. Every year, you get up, and you say, any neder make the following year, doesn't count.
Jump
back
and forth.
Yeah, you're going back and forth.
Ataras Nadarim is on the past. And you're in front of a Bezdin.
And you're in front of a Bezdin.
And you'll specify if you have to.
Right.
And you say Charata. So it's all there. That's all good. What's Kol Nidre, says Tosfos. What's Kol Nidre? On the past? You're in Shul. There's no Bezdin. There's no Charata. What's going on? Therefore, says Tosfos, it's on the future. How could you be Mevatel Nadarim on the future? That was today's daf. You could do such a thing. No, everyone should be saying it also.
Yeah, two separate tariffs. Two separate tariffs as
It's so. Then Tosa says, why do you do it on Yom Kippur? The Gemara said Rosh Hashanah. So Tosa says, first of all, Yom Kippur is also called Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
Then Tosa says Yom Kippur is better. It's you're like a malach, right. And it's the aim of the day, and everyone's there. Much better time to do it. That's all.
In
Echlam, you can do it today also if you want.
That'd be annoying. This is again, going back to this. Is what we this is like our Kol Nidre. We say it.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to know what's addressing.
Yeah. Nidre. What? Because I don't know.
We should
that's past language.
Listen.
That's a story. You hear? That's why. If you look,
there was here.
What?
In order for it to work.
No, in order for it to work, you can't remember Kol Nidre. Because if you remember Kol Nidre, then what are you doing? And you want to uproot it. You can't remember. Forget about Kol Nidre.
Forget it.
So people hum Kol Nidre the whole year, right? Don't do that.
And everybody does,
right? Now, by the way, so the truth is, if you look at a machzer, what does it say in a machzer today? What does it say? So Marcel, if you look at a machzer, Yom Kippur machzer, what does it say about Kol Nidre?
What does it say what?
But this, does it say the past year or the coming year?
Both.
It says both.
Both.
Right. Both. With a footnote, yeah, and a whole long Megillah, a whole long hop. What's the bottom line? Bottom line is, I don't know what the tzad is that it should be on the past. If you go through all this Gemara, what's the tzad that should be on the past? How can it be on the past?
Because
all Tosfos' points, I know. And Tosfos himself said, that doesn't make any sense. You can't matter yourself. What's going on?
What's all this Tadora Bera anyway?
On the future! That you can do! Why could you do that? You can't do that on anything else. The Gemara said you could do it. Get up and say, I have no Tadora this year. You could do such a thing. Like I said, food for thought. Right. Interesting food for thought. Can you do this on the future with other mitzvos, other kavanos? Interesting. Don't really have an answer for them, most of it. But interesting topic to discuss. All right? Right. All right? Everybody have a good day, and we'll pick up tomorrow.